We will be talking as well, of course, about Sister Stan. The sad news coming through to us this morning of the passing of Sister Stanislaus Kennedy, a campaigner and advocate for so many people. She passed away this morning at St. Francis Hospice, Blanchardstown, following a period of illness. She founded, of course, Focus Point, now Focus Ireland, following her research into the needs of women experiencing homelessness in Dublin in the 1980s. In a statement, the Religious Sisters of Charity said she worked tirelessly to support the homeless, immigrants and those in disadvantaged communities throughout Ireland and beyond. And that was part of just a little bit of what she did and who she was and how she helped so many over many years. If you have your views and your thoughts on her and her legacy, we want to hear from you on the programme this morning. Get in touch with us on the show with your views, your thoughts. You can WhatsApp us a voice note if you want on 083 300 3300 or you can text or WhatsApp us directly on that number. And that's just in recognition, I suppose, of all that she's done. Focus Ireland said in a statement that the charity was heartbroken by Sister Stan's passing. We would like to express our thanks to all the medical staff who showed great care to Sister Stan in recent times. Sister Stan, as she was effectively known, was a visionary, a tireless advocate and a compassionate force for change whose legacy will forever shape the heart, soul and values of Focus Ireland. Sister Patricia Lenihan of the Sisters of Charity Superior General said Sister Stan was a powerful voice for compassion, equality and systemic change throughout her life. While there is a deep sadness, we're confident that her legacy of a life dedicated to the service of others in need will continue to inspire us and generations of activists and social innovators in Ireland. And the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has also been talking about her this morning, saying he was deeply saddened by Sister Stan's death, describing her as a true Christian who dedicated her life to helping those on the margins. So that is the story there. Sister Stan, born Teresa Kennedy on the 19th of June 1939 near Lisbowl in here in Kerry. She described her childhood as simple and carefree and said from her early life she was aware that some people were better off than others and she wanted to help those who were less advantaged than her. And that is something she followed through with on her entire life. Now, in a while, we'll speak to a number of people about her and her legacy. But first, we're going to hear from an interview that we did in 2002. This was following on from the conferring of an honorary doctorate at the University of Limerick of Sister Stan for her work in the area of homelessness. And I spoke to her and talked to her about her work, her early life and what she thought of housing issues at the time of 2002. Have a listen. The people behind you all the way through your life, important to remember them on a day like getting an honorary degree from University of Limerick.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I thought it was, what was tribute to me was really a tribute to the many people who got me on the journey that I was on and who kept me on the journey from my way back from my parents, salt of the earth people from this bowl who wanted nothing for themselves but everything for their children, and they sacrificed to educate us. And then there was the congregation, and then there was the Kilkenny people when I went to work in Kilkenny to develop a social service there in the 60s and the 70s. I mean, the Kilkenny people were extraordinary what was developed there. Similarly with Focus Ireland, you know, the people who came around that and still do, it's fantastic. And it's the same with the Immigrant Council of Ireland, and it's the same with Young Social Innovators, and it's the same with the Sanctuary. So it's really, I've been very fortunate. I've been very fortunate in the sense that I got a chance, and I got a chance to from other people. And that's really all I ever wanted to do, was to give other people a chance, because all the chances that I got.
Yeah. And remarkable, Sister Stan, that the work is, unfortunately, the way things are at the moment, more needed now than ever, after all your years of work and all the years of development of different social housing services. The more help that is there, unfortunately, at the moment, the more it's needed because of the crisis we're in.
In fact, the situation was never as bad as it is today. The situation is quite scary because people have difficulty in buying, in renting, It really wasn't. When I started, the situation was bad. But I remember speaking 3 years later at the International Year of the Homeless, 87. I remember saying that we could eliminate homelessness if more houses were built by the government. That was way back in 87. And you know, we could have. There'd always be a trickle, a small number becoming homeless. But the problem is the government and the successive governments stopped building social housing in the 90s. And from then on, they haven't developed enough housing. And so the waiting list got longer, the people remaining longer homeless. And so you have a situation that not only are their numbers greater, but because they're longer homeless, they develop more all kinds of problems. So it is really sad.
Yeah,
and it
certainly
must
is.
It must change. I mean, there must be a radical change by the government. And this is the government. I mean, we can do so much in Focus Ireland. Other organisations can do so much. At the end of the day, the government has responsibility for the housing of people.
Through the last number of years, maybe the last two decades, people have come to view houses as a commodity rather than somewhere to live. And you, maybe you're always looking at, to the next house you might buy, or you're saying, well, if this development gets next door to me, it'll devalue my house, and what will happen to me then if I want to sell it? Is there too much concentration on the private side of things when it comes to how we view houses?
Well, you see, I think when the government handed over responsibility to the private developers for housing, I mean, at that point, the developers, they weren't really, their job was to develop housing. They weren't really very concerned that people weren't getting the kind of housing they need. And so social housing was not developed. And it requires, Bridget is right, it really requires a whole change of position. It requires really political will and a seismic change in attitude by politicians, particularly if they're going to change this. This is a real challenge. I know every day we hear about housing for all and that's going to happen. But at this moment in time, there are people. There are actually, we know now in Focus Ireland for the past 2 weeks, there are actually families that have no place to go. And we are likely to see them sleeping in cars and sleeping in the streets. That is absolutely shocking.
Yeah, there you go. That's Sister Stanislaus Kennedy speaking to me in 2002 on this programme about her life and her career. And with me on the line to talk about her now is Father Michael Moynihan, who's the parish priest in Dingle. Father Michael, good morning to you. And our thoughts primarily are with the family and loved ones of Sister Stan. She led a remarkable life. And a remarkable life, as evidenced by what she was talking about there in 2022 when she got that honorary degree from UL, a life dedicated to other people.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to those who are listening. And again, to offer sympathies to all those who are at a loss with the death of Sister Stan, Lord mercy on her. Yes, a proud woman from Lisbon who never forgot where she came from. You know, she always kept contact as much as she could. Just only one. I would have met her a few times in recent years. Just she would be always organising a mass for her family who had gone before her. So it was just nice in this month of November to think that every year she made contact with the parish of Dingle to get mass said in this bowl for her people. You know.
Yeah, remarkable. She never lost her links to Lisbon. I know, unfortunately, with COVID, she wasn't down as often since then, but she always kept close contact with where she came from.
She did indeed, and she, yeah, and people, as well, they identified with her work and they supported her. People over the years would have organised fundraisers of one kind or another to support her work. And as well, she's one of these people who rolled up her sleeves and saw the need, and rather than talk about it, she did what she could to make the situation better for in the lives of those she touched. I just kind of, in listening to her there, she was saying that I suppose homelessness comes, it's one thing to be without a home, but there's lots of other implications follow, health and all that is dependent on good housing. So I suppose she had a broad view and she kind of saw the person as being the important in the middle of everything rather than policy. But the policy would help, but it should be all directed towards the person in need, the person who was in need of a house at that time. Yep.
Yeah, and she through her work as a nun, she joined the Sisters of Charity when she was 18, became Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. She went to Kilkenny and she worked with Bishop Peter Birch. They set up a social services network. One of them was a Meals on Wheels, one of the first of its kind in the country. And she got really stuck into the whole area of social justice. She went to UCD to study homelessness, to understand it better, to try and tackle it, which is remarkable at such a young age.
I suppose, and again, in her interview with you, she said she was surrounded by good people, and that's her own ideas with their ideas made things possible. The notion of Meals on Wheels, I suppose that's touching the lives of people every day around the country, just making life that bit easier for them. And people. Governments and all policies are trying to work as well towards ending homelessness. I think she's quoted as saying that she had hoped that Focus Ireland would finish within 10 years, that the work would be done. But the reality is the need is there as much as it ever was. Yeah,
certainly. She always had a social conscience. I know as a young woman in the 60s, she said she absorbed the message of Vatican II, that poverty just wasn't a thing for charities, that it was a social justice issue as well for governments. And she never stopped talking about that.
Yes, exactly. And she was a strong voice and a voice that was listened to and a voice that was respected in that. That was from her experience of just seeing firsthand the devastation that homelessness can cause. So she just is somebody who wasn't willing to talk about doing things. She was a doer and she rolled up her sleeves and got things done. But I was a woman before her time and kind of a visionary. And like I said, that she had hoped that the vision she had would finish homelessness within 10 years, but it didn't happen. So the work continues, and the people that surrounded her, they're continuing that work. And I suppose the support that she used to get will probably hopefully be channeled in their direction at this stage.
Yeah, you would hope that would be the case. And she did, that's one of her greatest legacies, I suppose, is she inspired so many other people to get involved in this area, in the area of social justice, whether it was housing or poverty, or she set up the Immigrant Council of Ireland to help people who are coming in and feeling on the bottom rung. So she inspired a huge army of people to get involved in this area, Father Michael.
Absolutely. And I suppose she would probably admit herself that there are so many issues, that homelessness is one of them. There are lots of other issues as well, but kind of all these organizations need somebody to kind of be a figurehead who will inspire, that's the word, all right, that will rally people around to get the work done, to change policy, to literally and physically give a person a house, and the difference that can make is huge.
Certainly is. Stay with me on the line, Father Michael. We have Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald as well, Fianna Fáil councillor in the area on the line. Brandon, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us. A sad loss for Lisbon and for all of Kerry.
Absolutely, Gerry, and I would just like to offer my sympathies and my thoughts and prayers to all of Sister Stan's family and friends and all her colleagues and everybody in Lisbon and the county of Kerry, because she, as Father Michael was saying, she was just an inspirational lady who, I suppose, got the best out of others to strive and to do work for those in need. And Sister Stan continued to do that all throughout her life, and she was an inspiration for us all. Arashe Garavanam Dilish.
Yeah, she inspired a lot of people, and I know a lot of work, and I know a lot of people in West Kerry would have fundraised for her down through the years, Brandon, as well, because of the work that she was doing at a national level.
Absolutely. I suppose I didn't know Sister Stan personally too well, but my own father, Tom O'Donoghue, knew her very well, coming from Lisboa as she did and as he did. But yeah, Lisboa is such a tight-knit community, and when you have one Lisboa person which you are in the cause, you have all of the whole community. They are such a strong, caring community, and when one of their own is asking them to help and to contribute, every single person in Lisboa always does. So Sister Stan constantly stood up and gave a voice for those people who didn't have a voice, asked questions of, I suppose, ourselves and political leaders, what were we doing and what can we do? And I suppose it's a question that is really, really appropriate even now, that I suppose those questions that Sister Stan highlighted, that we must continue to try and look for answers and to continue to help people in need, Jerry.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that people will take from it, Brandon, that there is issues there that have to be tackled, and it takes effort, takes time, takes study, takes work to try and get that, both the public sector and the private sector working together to solve the problem.
Absolutely. These are, I suppose, issues that unfortunately are with us always. But the thing is, we always have to take Sister Stan's, I suppose, example and see what can we do in our own, I suppose, little way, sometimes big way, other times. But everybody can play a part. And I suppose if that's one thing that Sister Stan taught us, is that we should all. Do a little bit at all times for those people who are in need and need our help.
That's all. That certainly is all part of it from that point of view. Okay, gentlemen, well, look, thanks for both of you for talking to me on the programme this morning and giving me your views on the legacy of Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. We're talking about the legacy, the life and legacy of Sister Stanislaus Kennedy from Lisboa here in Kerry, campaigner and advocate. She passed away at the age of 86 this morning at St Francis Hospice in Blanchardstown. Lots of people getting in touch with us with their views in relation to her work and her campaigning down through the years. Teresa Kennedy becoming Sister Stanislaus Kennedy, known to all as Sister Stan, setting up Focus Ireland 40 years ago, hoping to solve homelessness within a decade. But her campaigning continued much longer than that and branched out to other areas. With me in the line to talk about this now is Sinn Féin councillor from Lisboa, Robert Brosnan. Robert, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on what's a sad morning for the people of Lisboa.
Yeah, good morning, Joey. It's certainly a sad morning. There's a heavy feeling around the parish of Lisboa this morning for Sister Stan and her passing. But you know, it's a celebration too also of her life, which she dedicated to the underprivileged and towards helping the homeless and setting up Focus Ireland in the 80s. I had the pleasure of meeting her once or twice in passing. She was such a humble person, a lovely, gentle way about her, and you know, she's really, even though she's been in Dublin for years, she considered Lisboa her home always. And, you know, she was a true Christian. And for such a small parish like Lisboa, we're very proud of her and the work she carried out down the years for the less well off. And, you know, for such a small place like Lisboa, we have some great advocates for the underprivileged down the years, and Joe Higgins is another example. And I had the privilege of launching a book for Marini Murakhu there at the Oireachtas at the weekend, and it was about Hugh O'Flaherty. And you know, for a county such as ours, we have a lot of people to be proud of that have worked to help those less well off and save people's lives, no doubt. And Sister Stan was central to that, and she set up the sanctuary Tarman as well there for mental health services, and lots of things that have, you know, gone on unsaid down the years. But Benachdale and Anna Mosel, Big Labeke, Maskin and Nev.
Yeah, indeed. And she described her own childhood, Robert, as simple and carefree. But from an early stage in life, she was aware that some people were better off than others. And that's where it came from. And obviously from her family as well. It's how she was reared by the Kennedys.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that runs through this ball. People are, they're very quite humble people, but they're very aware of, you know, the virtues of being generous and standing up for those less well off in society. They've, you know, they're very quiet people, but stand their ground when needs be. And Sister Stan took a stand years back for those less well off and brought it to the city in and developed a team around her to help those less well off in society. And she'll be dearly missed for sure. But that's, I suppose it's a trait or a virtue of a lot of families in this ball, and the Kennedys were no different in that they were humble people, but always very aware of those less well off and helped, yeah, try to help. And that metal that's always run through this ball, helping your neighbour. And I suppose it comes from helping with the hay and helping at the bog and all that. It was always a helping hand, and we're blessed to have great neighbours in this wall around us, and you know, they're the best of people in my view. Anyway, they're the best of them. We're very, yeah, proud of.
I know, them. Robert, that Lisbol would have, and down through the years, you would have last counted the number of fundraisers that were done for Focus Ireland, for Sister Stan, and for the different organisations she was involved in.
Yeah, for sure. There's always a collection going on somewhere throughout the island for Focus Ireland, and calendars being sold, etc. And, you know, we've always tried to give as much as we can towards that, because if it's money well spent, always. And, you know, it's over 16,000 homeless at the moment. I think it's needed more than ever. And, but, you know, her work will continue, no doubt, into the future, and in the same vein, in the same humble way that it started off, hopefully. And those virtues and values will be held to the core of that organisation, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll live long after. Robert, listen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to her and pay tribute to her on the programme this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, that's Sinn Féin Councillor Robert Brosnan from Lisbol talking about Sister Stanislas Kennedy passing away at the age of 86. Lots of your comments. A listener gets in touch with us in the programme this morning and says, Sister Stan was the Mother Teresa of Ireland. May she rest in peace and be rewarded for all her work. Sympathy to all dear to her. That comes in from a grandmother this morning, and lots of other people getting in touch with their views as well of Sister Stan and the work that she's done. A very sad day but a happy life, I suppose, of work that was done and a legacy that will live long after her, says another listener. Mary gets in touch on Sister Stan and her legacy. Says Sister Stan was a voice crying in the wilderness. Another listener says, all the politicians that are now applauding Sister Stan's work, why don't those same TDs give a portion, 10% of their wages every year to Focus Ireland to help them continue their good work? Sister Stan, another listener says, also wrote a few books on meditation and quiet time. They're absolutely lovely. Catherine says, Jerry, it's very hard to know where to start to analyse such a brilliant and extraordinary woman such as Sister Stan. In my eyes, she was a living saint and no doubt will reach sainthood in years to come. God only knows the many people she helped to live in dignity, which is the right of every human being. Hope those left in Focus Ireland will continue to fight and be a voice for those left behind in society. Lisbol must be so proud of her achievements, as we all are, in Kerry. God rest her, and I'm sure she's in the best place after a lifetime of tireless work on behalf of the marginalised. That's Catherine's view this morning. And saddened to learn of the passing of Sister Stanislas Kennedy. Rest in peace, a powerful advocate, a friend and a voice for those who needed it most. An inspirational Kerry woman blessed with courage, integrity and a quiet dignity. Her legacy is rich, says this listener. Okay, keep your comments and views coming into us in relation to that on the programme on 0667 123 666. You can text, WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. Particularly, we're looking this morning for people with your own stories of your own interactions and the work maybe that Sister Stanislas did that affected you. when it comes to the issue of Sister Stan and the work that she did. We want to hear from you on the programme in relation to it. And that's that message, by the way, Minister Norma Foley sent in that message. Saddened to learn the passing of Sister Stanislaus Kennedy. Rest in peace. A wonderful advocate, a friend and a voice for those who needed it most. An inspirational Kerry woman blessed with courage, integrity and a quiet dignity. Her legacy is rich. Get in touch with us on the programme on the show on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We want to hear from you on the programme in relation to that. Keep your comments and views coming into us on the show. With me on the line now to talk a little bit more about her and her work, we have Brian Killoran, who is former CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, now coordinator of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum. We also have Sister Geraldine of the Religious Sisters of Charity as well. Good morning to both of you. And Brian, can I start with you? Look, it's a sad morning for everyone involved with the Immigrant Council of Ireland, the organisation that Sister Stan set up, one of many she set up to fight for social justice during her long life.
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you, Geraldine, as well. It is a sad morning for all of us, unfortunately. And I just want to give, you know, my condolences to Stan's family down in Kerry and her loved ones, and also to the people of Kerry. She was, as you said earlier in the comments, a remarkable Kerry woman. She established the Immigrant Council in the year 2000 in response to, like, seeing the changing faith in Ireland. But of course, that was on the back of many years of, you know, working, setting up Focus Ireland and all of her work down through the decades. Stan was a force of nature. She was a remarkable woman. She was, you know, I think, first of all, I keep thinking this morning, she'd be mortified hearing all the praise heaped upon her, because she was very humble and didn't really go in for that kind of thing necessarily. You know, she'd go, "I would just stop that." You know, that Stan's response to that. But she did so much, you know, I don't even know where to start, to be quite honest. She was a remarkable force in Ireland and a remarkable force in all of our lives. You know, people know the things she did, but there's so much that she did that people don't even know. It's just the day-to-day work that she did right up until her passing. She never gave up the kind of causes that she championed, and she was always there in the background, always a supporter and a mentor. She worked with all the communities we work with. You know, I sat down with her at feast celebrating iftar for the Muslim community, and Stan came along to them. She was always about building bridges, always about connecting people, getting the right people working together on an issue, and then she, you know, be very happy to see people go and work on those things. She inspired the next generation, is the best I can say. You know, she inspired a whole host of people that are out there doing fantastic work, and she gave them the means to do it as well, you know.
Yeah, she certainly did. Sister Geraldine, good morning to you. You were a friend of Sister Stan's for 50 years. So our condolences with you this morning. A remarkable person.
A remarkable person is right. I would just like, first of all, to extend my sympathy to Sister Stan's family and friends and the people of Kerry.
Thank you indeed. Yes. Geraldine, what was it about her that drove her to do all this work in social justice, do you think?
Well, how I would see her, first of all, is that she was a woman of vision. And she was a woman of compassion and a woman with a great heart. And I suppose out of that, that would have been her driving force.
She had that ability to see what was needed and then to act on it and you know, try and get things moving and get things happening.
Yes, and to be able to respond to the call at that time. You know, to think back in the 80s that when she was realised the amount of women that were homeless and who were in need of a home, that she was able to find a way of responding to it. And I think that in itself, and as you can see, she always maintained that everyone should have a home.
Yeah, and that started her out on the road, really. It was women who were homeless in Dublin in the 80s that got her going, and then homeless people in the streets through her studies in UCD. When she was studying there, she first came into contact with them. So one thing kind of led on to another.
That's right, yes. And she did start in 1985. She found a focus point, now Focused Ireland. And it was following that experience of seeing the experience of people who are homeless, especially women.
Yeah. And it was a key role. Brian, was she a good delegator?
She was, and I think like she learned that as well, you know, like when Stan started off, like before I knew her, I met her in 2004 for the first time, but before then, she'd done a huge amount herself, you know, and almost did too much herself a lot of the time as well. Yeah. And she learned over time to get the right people around her, you know. So I think by the time I met her, she had already set up Focus Ireland. She set up Social Innovations Ireland, which in turn then set up us in the Immigrant Council, set up Young Social Innovators. And she had a knack for getting the right people around the table. You know, our former chair, John Cunningham, used to tell a story that he met Stan years and years and years ago. And she said to him, "Will you come on the board of the Immigrant Council?" And John said, "You know, geez, Stan, I'm very busy. You know, I'll think about it. You know, I'll come back to you." And then he got an email the next day from Stan saying, "Dear John, thank you very much for agreeing to be on the board of the Immigrant Council of Ireland." So he was press ganged onto it and loved it then, but brilliant, you know. But that's the way, you know, Stan, she had a glint in her eye and she would, you know, she had a great humour about her as well. But she had a knack for getting the right people around an issue. And then, you know, she'd stay involved as long as it was appropriate. And she stayed on the board of all the organisations up until very recently and was a real guiding light. You know, she always knew the way forward, and she was very seldom wrong. You know, 99.9% of the time when Stan said something, you go, okay, that's the law. You know, that's what we do now.
Yeah.
So she did have a knack for that. And that's what I mean. She inspired the next generation because she got people moving. She got people moving in social justice.
Yeah. And like you said, she spotted an area, spotted an issue, spotted people who were in need. And that's why she set up the Immigrant Council of Ireland, which she saw people coming here who were, and the system overwhelmed. So she started the work there. Look, Brian, it's been a difficult weekend for many of those people who come into the country. We saw the terrible incident in Drogheda in County Louth at an IPAS centre on Halloween night, on Friday night. Four children and an adult had to be rescued from the top floor of a building on Georgia Street, while others were relocated to alternative accommodation. This is after someone set fire to the stairs. Sister Santa would be horrified at that.
Absolutely. Like, sorry, Geraldine, go ahead.
No, she would. It would be, I mean, to think that that would happen today is awful. She would be very upset.
Absolutely. Yeah, she totally would.
Like,
she would, Brian.
I think the thing about Stan is, like, she always brought it down to the human being. You know, she always brought it down to, like, these issues are complex. These issues are, you know, hard to fix in some instances, whether or not it's homelessness or issues within the immigration system. But Stan always brought it down to the human beings. This is a human being. This is the person who needs dignity. This is the person who deserves dignity. This is equal to you and I, and we shouldn't be treating people in that way. So her message was always human rights, and it was always compassion, and it was always empathy, and it was always, that's a human being, and that's a human being who needs our help, and we should be treating them properly, you know? So those kind of instances are the absolute antithesis to the type of vision that Stan had for Ireland, and that most of us, the vast majority of us, have for Ireland. You know, that's not the way forward.
Yeah, and it goes against everything that she represented from her point of view in terms of helping people and holding out the hand of friendship and trying to give people support. It certainly did goes against everything like that.
It does, because, like, you know, Stan had the benefit of you know, seeing an Ireland before migration and seeing an Ireland with migration. And as I say, in the late 90s, early 2000s, when, as Geraldine said, she had the vision to spot that, okay, this is going to be a new social phenomenon. These people are coming to Ireland. It's going to be positive for Ireland, but they're going to need help. We're going to be able to need to build a structure whereby we can kind of respond to this appropriately and evolve as a country that's diverse. And that was really the driving light behind it. Like, Stan always set those values of, these are human beings, these are people that we need to treat with dignity. And she would, you know, she was releasing op-eds saying that, not, you know, not 12 months ago, while we were in complex waters when it comes to migration. So she was always around it and always reminding us that people are human beings. And she was always the champion of the voice of migrants themselves in these conversations as well, encouraging us, put migrants front and center to make sure people realize that they're human beings, you know. So she you know, but she never lost hope, you know. Things always got difficult, but Stan never lost hope and would never lose hope, and none of us should either.
Yeah, indeed. And look, thanks very much for talking to us about that, Brian, and also Geraldine. Geraldine, can I ask you finally, what do you think that Sister Stan's Christianity meant to her faith? How important was that in everything she did?
I would say it was very, I'd say her spirituality was what was her driving force. You know, what you really believed in, and the whole idea that, you know, to be able to give to the poor or those in need what was possible that they couldn't afford.
Yeah, absolutely crucial. You know, will you miss her on days when Kerry play Dublin?
Well, I know she was an avid fan anyway.
She was. She would have been absolutely delighted in July, that's for sure. Yeah. Sister Geraldine, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme about your great friend, Sister Stanislaus Kennedy, and Brian Killoran as well. Thanks for talking to me about your time with her and her work with the Immigrant Council of Ireland. Thanks to both of you. If you have a view on what they had to say, your own thoughts on Sister Stan, who passed away this morning at the age of 86,